Okay. So then, at P&D committee, this was the recommendation they considered, and the recommendation that the P&D committee passed was contained in the report to council, and Michelle's going to display that now. And that is item 8 that's listed on the screen right now. So when that matter was considered at council, we had a series of motions that were presented. For example, receive for information, then amend as was written to the satisfaction of the director of planning. It lost, a motion to table lost, a motion to refer to today's council meeting lost. And then ultimately what happened was direction was given to staff. And coming out of that was the memorandum that came from the solicitor that is included in your agenda today.
So Madam Clerk, and I, again, before we move forward with this, Mr. Seaman, the information that we have is that Mr. Hoy will be the owner of the property. To move forward with this, will he then apply, because the interim control bylaw, the initial application was not his. So if we simply receive this, then the ball is in his court. He simply applies, and then we make that decision at that point in time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, if you endorse that recommendation, it would apply to Mr. Hoy. I will note that Mr. Hoy has not presented anything, to the best of my knowledge, to the planning department since that particular meeting. So,
Mr. Seaman, our challenge is that recommendation didn't go anywhere, so we don't actually have that recommendation in front of us. What we have is an item of information from Mr. McIver. So if Mr. Hoy opts to move forward, and I think he will want to if he purchases the property, it's going to be up to him then to look for that amendment, correct?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Okay. That would be correct.
Okay, do you want to give me I just want to get some clarification before I got a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I'll move to receive.
Receive for information? Yeah. Okay, do we have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Anderson. So the suggestion is that the memo as well as the report be received for information. Are you good with that, Councillor Neal? Okay, Councillor Anderson, you're still good with seconding that? All right, so questions or comments? Okay, Mr. Seaman, you might reach out. I don't know what Mr. Hoy's expectations are or not. He was here for P&D. I think the anticipation was that he was going to reach out between P&D and council, so I don't know if he knows what's going on, but it might be worth a call to him, just so he understands what's up, down, or sideways. All right, on the referral, call the question. All in support, opposed, and that is carried. Thank you. Mr. Brake, would you mind getting Councillor Zwart back for us, please? Thank you. So Mr. Allison is looking for confirmation, and the clerk is agreeing with the confirmation that was in fact a receive for information. All righty. Okay, that was the unfinished business. This takes us to bylaws. Councillor Hooper.
Moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Jones, that leave be granted to introduce bylaws 2019-029 to 2019-033, and said bylaws be approved.
Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. We don't have any procedural notices of motion. Do we have any other business? Councillor Neal.
Some questions on the, just a couple of questions on the memo that we got today about the Farewell Creek Trail Phase 2 route options, if I could, Mr. Chair.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So, item number 2 refers to a second route. Is that, but it refers to the bottom of the valley. So is the second route being taken from the actual, like, bottom of the valley, or is that sort of up at the bottom of the stormwater management pond, which I had kind of suggested could be considered?
From the bottom of the valley?
So I guess I was hoping that there'd be some thought go into whether the route that I had kind of suggested, which is kind of quite a ways up from the bottom of the valley, so you're not coming up, you know, quite as steep a grade. So is this something that we could move? Like, is there going to be anything happen the next week in regards to this trail? Through you, Mr. Chair, to Mr. Cannell.
What our hopes was to be able to finalize this design and be able to start working on getting it tendered and constructed within this construction season. This particular project has some external funding that we received that, if I'm not mistaken, we need to either use it this year or possibly allocate it to another project, and I'm not sure what options we have at this current time.
I guess, again, like, is the tender going to happen in the next week is my question through the chair.
Tender itself won't happen in next week or so, no.
So if I was to move a motion, or somebody was to move a motion at next general government committee meeting in regards to this, nothing would have happened in the meantime that would make that academic, or?
No, okay. That would be fine.
In terms of the funding, I guess this is more of a question through you, Mr. Chair, to Mr. Penn, but the funding for this trail, could you just break that down, please? What it is currently?
Through the chair, approximately $400,000 is DCs. $195 is coming from provincial sources, $250 is from the tax levy, and $245 is coming from federal gas tax. For phase 2.
Okay, and again, back to through you, Mr. Chair, to Mr. Cannella. What was the plan as far as the segment that would get, say, constructed in 2019? Where would it would go from the existing bridge that just crosses the creek, and then how far was it going to go, like, this season? I take it wasn't going to go right up to, like, Town Line Road extended in one season, right? Is that?
No, it is.
All in one season?
It was being picked up at the bridge or where phase 1 terminated.
Right.
And right out to Town Line Road. Or,
I see. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Anything further? Councillor Hooper, you would be up next with a confirming bylaw.
Yes,
Moved by myself, seconded by Councilor Jones, that leave be granted to introduce bylaw 2019-034, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of the Council of the Municipality of Clarington at a regular meeting held on the 29th day of April, 2019, and said bylaw be approved.
Questions, comments? Call the question, all in support, opposed, that is carried. I need one last thing from you guys. Councillor Neal.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded by Councillor Anderson. Do we have any questions or comments on the motion to adjourn? I will call the question. All in support? Opposed? That I almost missed Councillor Cook, right? Always getting that one opposition. That motion is carried. Folks, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Yeah, because I...
Anytime? Did you just say anytime?
Yeah, because she's...